Okay, today's daf is daf Lamed Zayin, which explains why there are so few people here this morning. People are simply lazing around. But we'll continue. So yesterday we had a halakha that an ashisha, which is a very, very large bread, which is echad mishisha beheifa, although it doesn't necessarily mean it was a thick bread, it was a large bread. So the actual chashivut of a bread that size is a problem in lechem oni. But yesterday we began a second issue, which is the din of pat ava. And at that point the Gemara held that pat ava, which is where we're at still, pat ava refers to the thickness of the bread. And we brought a raya that the maximal thickness that you could have would be a tefach from the lechem apanim, which was matzah, but which was a tefach. To which Rabbi Yosef responded that it seems absurd to learn a halacha from a lechem apanim where you have everything in your favor. That it's rizim, and that it's metal, and that it's worked quite a bit, and that it's very hot, that it uses fuel, that it's high energy content, and so on and so forth. And therefore the Gemara seemed, and it's not clear, but it seemed to have left off with the idea that we have no basis for saying that it, up to a tefach even would be mutter, and we didn't say anything, we don't know, maybe it would have to be very thin and so on. Today, and we had left it at today, today we're up to Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba on Lamed Zayin, about a fifth of the way down, and here he says, She'ilit et Rabbi b'yichud. I asked Rabbi specifically, is one meaning of b'yichud or b'yichud, also could mean b'yichud, that is to say, in private. We know that the Rambam uses that Lashon and Hilchos Teshuva in the 10th Perek, Talmidim b'yichud, the ones that were able to tolerate the limud of Al Tiyuk Avadim. But in any event, I asked about this issue. When I say Rabbi, my Rabbi, I'm referring to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, was Rabbi Yehuda Nosi. And he told me that we're completely wrong about our whole assumption here. The Gemara wasn't even talking about pat ava in the sense of thick. Pat ava simply meant a lot of pat. That's all it meant. Amai karele pat ava mishum denefisha belisha. The reason it's called ava is because either it's a lot of pot means that there has to be a large isa, large dough. So the dough is thick, but the issue is not the thickness. The issue is other things, as we'll see. It may not even be a Pesach b'chlal, or it could be that it's simply a way of referring to it. It may be that it was just an idiosyncratic way of referring to a lot of pot. They called it pot ava. But the point is that it has nothing to do with the thickness of the actual isa. And my time of what then would be the svara not to have a lot at once. If it's because you are working too hard on yontif and you're not going to need all of that bread, so wait until already afterwards. So mayer in Pesach. What does that have to do with Pesach? He said, "But Pesach, I feel the Yom Tov Nami. In Achinami, the truth is, this would explain the halacha not in terms of Pesach. It happens to be that Haytan of Yom Tov Shal Pesach Koi, this was said in the context of a whole discussion about what one does on Pesach. So Agav, the other dinim, that would be limitations on Pesach in terms of Chametz, we mention not to use Patava, meaning because again, because it's tantalizing, it seems connected to Pesach, because your immediate, you know, we'd love to do this to confuse you. So it seems to be referring to the thickness of the dough, which is an immediately Pesach and Chometz issue, and then we'll let you figure out that, we got you. And that actually it's referring to any yontav, and it's a din in Tircha she'ina tzricha liyontav. Taninami hachi beit shamai omrim eno fin patava biyom tov. Ubeit Hillel Matirin, Tosis points out that the Beit Hillel Matirin is based on the halacha in Beitza about ma'aremet isha v'ofat tanur malei kikarot. So, in other words, a certain level of ha'arama, even though I don't need all of this kikar for Yom Tov, Once I'm baking, I bake one oven full. But Beit Hillel was never matir, actually going out and baking things you don't need at all and putting it again in the oven. So it's a getter of harum at certain levels of what we allow to be expanded upon, what you really will need. Because you often do this as part of the hachana. Once you're baking, you bake already, put a little bit away in the freezer. But to start now, a whole other ton, or even Beit Hillel wouldn't have said it. So now the question is, of course, what does this say, legabe the halacha we had yesterday? Did we throw that out? Did we say it was a mistake? Doesn't matter how thick the matzot are. And that not only was Rabbi Yosef irrelevant, even the original halacha was irrelevant. And maybe there's no limitation even of a tefach when it comes to matzah. And maybe the whole thing was being as we had in mind, that the thickness of the dough was relevant, so we started looking into the lechem haponim, and then Rabbi Yosef made it a big question. But now that we see that patava didn't even mean thick dough, so maybe indeed there's no limitations. I don't think you can make a matzah. It's very interesting. There's basically two approaches in the Rishonim about how to look at the sugya. Has the sugya given up on the whole first thing, and now there are indeed no limitations on how thick a matzah can be, which there are some who hold. Or, as most hold, I mean, all that we did is we changed our mind in terms of the reliance upon the lechem haponim because of the taina of Rabbi Yosef, that it's not a good model. But we never really said that there is no such thing as patava being a problem. We just said that that wasn't the reference in this braita, you know, if you remember. So, I mean, if that's the case, that there is akbara and patava, it turns out that the Gemara never said what it was. If we say that the only reason we have charata was from the lechem haponim, then it would mean that at least it shouldn't be a tefa, if we're accepting Rabbi Yosef Tani. Indeed, that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskim said it should be. But we don't make thick matzot, even though that's not what the Baraita was talking about, but that's what Gemara was talking about. So that the making matzot should be less than a tefach, is the way the Shulchan Aruch puts it. Which is a little strange. I mean, he's saying, well, you can't really bring a rye from lechem haponim, go down a little bit, so it should be less than a tefach. Lamaisa, I mean, as we know, because of this Gemara, and according to those Rishonim, all that the Gemara did not have charata, from the understanding that there at least is a hakpara on patava, according to those Rishonim, there is indeed a minhag to be marked, but to get thin matzahs. Perhaps as thin as possible, even. Don't touch the bowl. It's the thinnest bowl. Perhaps as thin as possible, which has become a minhag. Try to make it thin. Because after all, I mean, according to this, the Gemara never ended up saying what patava is. Maybe patava is indeed much less. Lamaisa, I mean, as we know, that way there's even, according to those who hold, that the patava could, the Gemara had charat from completely, so then if b'diavad, one wasn't makbid, to try to make it less than a tefach, maybe made very big batzes, maybe three tefachim thick. As the rule says, there's no reason to say it would be not kosher, but yavad. It's coming out that it's an Indian to be makbid. It's fascinating. So, in other words, if there's no hakpada, you can't start with the whole problem of the lechem haponim. If you tell me it's hakpada, and now you want to look to lechem haponim, then Rabbi Yosef is saying it's a poor model. But if we never said there's a problem, it happens to be the lechem haponim is a tefach, so fine. And if it's been three tefachim, maybe it had nothing to do with the status of matzahs. We have no reason to assume that. So if indeed it works out that a person has made very thick matzot, so minenachinami, what you should do is to be bodek, to see to it. We'll see later on that there's a test which is chutina nimshachim. That if you open the matzah and there's nothing sticky inside, so when you pull it apart, it breaks cleanly, then there's no chashash that it was chametz. The thin matzot, once it's already what is called nikru mupanea, once you have that thin the thin layer on top that's already browned, then you don't even have to be bedek. The Chazanish says always it's definitely not chutin nimshachi. So that itself would be sufficient, which makes it very easy. One side of a matzah is nikram, even though the other side of the matzah is very doughy, then you can rely on it that it was baked through. if it's a ratik, it's very thin. The truth is that even though it's the mocker is the Ramah to use rikikin dakin, but if you take a look where the Ramah brings the halacha, it isn't in the seif of matzah ova, of thick dough. It's mashma, he's talking about something else, and we're about to start sugya, in which we'll see what he might be referring to. It's very interesting. But it may have nothing to do with the hakbana on chametz. We'll see in a moment. Okay, so meanwhile we're coming out, the meaning of the braita definitely was not pat ava in terms of the thickness of the dough. The reference to the ashisha yesterday is the amount of the bread, of the how much there is, not how thick it is. Thick is a different issue. Thick is an issue of chimutz, maybe, we might have had charat from that. Amount is chashivut, and that only has to do with lechemoni, it's not to do with chametz. Two completely different issues. And in terms of the lamaisa, the meaning of the braita really wasn't even referring to the dough at all. It was referring to the amount of bread that you cook. It had nothing to do with Pesach. It had to do with Tircha Shena Tzricha on Yontif. And we end up with a machloket Rishonim as to whether bichlal there is hakpar on the thickness of the matzah. In terms of the minhag, definitely we try to make thin matzahs. And as I mentioned, the Ramah says that you should always be makpid, that the matzah should be thick. Tanyanami Achi, Beit Shamayim Rimein Ofin Pat Ava Biyom Tov, not Pesach, Biyom Tov, because this is none to do with Chametz, it's a din of Tircha Shena Tzricha, Ubeit Hillel Matirin, Tan Rabbanan. Yotzin, you can be Yotzirchi of Matzah, Bepat Nekiya, either with good, clean flour, or even Bahadraga, as we saw yesterday, the health bread kind of flour. Although I must say, some learn that when we're talking about Hadraga, we were talking about all soupin, which many say wouldn't have a dinner lechem bichlal.
All soupin?
Yeah. It's not even called lechem, according to Moshitas. Ubesirikin hametsuyarin, and you could even use brushed matzahs that have a picture in them.
Excuse me?
So, in other words, like cookies.
Designed matzos.
Exactly. Designed matzo. They would have like little... It was very popular, it still is in Europe in many places, to have breads or cakes that have little pictures of animals and things that are embedded in them. Very cute. And the problem is, it takes time to make that.
I was going
to
say it.
Exactly. So, because we don't want the Isad to be hanging around while you do your artistic stuff, therefore they ushered having artistic matzot. So what happened was that Ava Pisha Amru Yotzbanabisrikana Matsuyar Bepesa, you could be Yotze, Ava Pisha Amru Enosin Srikana Matsuyar Bepesa. Even though they said you can't make them, but if somebody did, and you know that it wasn't chimutz, you'd be yotze. Something wrong. No, it's not called ashira because it's got a picture on it. Omrav Yudah Dover Zeshal Baitas Ben Zunin LeChachomim. He was a baker, and he asked the Chachomim, "What's the problem about Mipnei Ma'amru Eino Sin Srikanim Tzirin VePesach?" Omru Lo Mipnei Shaisha Shohealeha Umachmatzta. I mean, a woman sits there making these designs. It's going to take her 3 hours till she's satisfied. And by that time, it's going to be chametz. So he said to them, okay, that's, you know, the women. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about professionals over here that put out 10,000 of these a day. I got a factory where we got robots stamping this stuff out. I mean, that's the way to do it, baby, not sitting over there. I mean, you have a machine that stamps them out, and you charge for them. People think they're home, you know. Anyway, Amr lo, so they set in, so what are we supposed to do? We should make a takana that all Sirikin in the world are usher except for Sirike Baitas. That's like really a good takana. Well, what are we supposed to do? We ask for Sirikin HaMetzuyari. So, I mean, we can't change the nature of the takana for the guy who's got robots in his factory. Amr Rabbelezer, Tzadok, I could tell you, I once went with Reb Tzadok into Reb Gamliel's home, and it was Pesach, and they brought Sirikin HaMetzuyarim to Pesach. How do you like that? Amartish, I asked my dad, I said, didn't they say yet? Didn't they say that? Amar li, and my father told me, Bini, lo shu kol adam amru, lo shu nach tomim amru. They didn't say that a guy who's baking srikanam at Siyorin in his own home, he's not so matpid, you know what, if people are going to sit there analyzing the level of his art. Well, he's making a little design on the cake, no, it's a big deal. They weren't matpid on that. Ela shel nachtomim amru. They were talking about fancy bakeries. A fancy bakery is going to sell a cake. It's got to be well done. So they take a lot of time in shaping it and so on. Over there, there's akpada, but stam, somebody in his house is an akpada.
The
correct. Ikiriyami, others are just the opposite. Lo shel nachtomim amru. There wasn't a hakpada on professional bakery bread, because they would bake them quickly and stamp them out and throw them out. Yeah, well, not even not there. They're just experts. So it's not a big deal over there. They do it very quickly. It is amazing. You see how they like braid and so the things that they do by hand. It's like, it's faster than the eye can follow. It's absolutely amazing. But they were only on Sichokoladam. Yeah, exactly. We're getting there. So, Omer Rabbi Yossi, Osin Sirikin Kimin Rikikin, Veinosin Sirikin Kimin Gluskaot. Now here's the rub. Because over here it seems to be saying that if the matzah is very thin, like our matzah, then there's no hakfoda on having a tzur on it. Because since it's so thin anyway, it's very unlikely to be mischamitz. And memela, we're not makbid already, you'll make a little thing on it. That's not such a big deal. So it's only gluskaot, which are thicker matzot, then would be makbid because it would become chametz. Now, it's interesting that this is where the Ramah brings this thing, that we should be makbid to make rikikin. He doesn't put it in the seif about how thick the matzah should be. He puts it in the seif that talks about srikanam and tziyori. So, I mean, in context, he ought to bechlal not be referring to matzahs, how to make matzah in general. He ought to be saying what he seems to be saying, that if you're going to be making designs on the matzah, make sure that they're thin, but not bechlal to say that matzahs have to be thin. However, all those who learn the Ramah have taken it not to mean that, because Lamaisa, the Darkei Maisha, which generally is where he takes from, you know, his own earlier discussions, there he seems to be talking about in general. So the placement is not clear how it got into that particular seif, if it wasn't Nagia, that seif. But in general, you can ask yourself, based on this, how do we put those holes in the matzah? How do we make those like lines in the matzah and the holes in the matzah, the whole thing? I mean, why isn't that the same thing as Baitas' idea of using tfusin?
Well, that's you work on the whole matzah at the same
time. Huh?
That's make it better.
Okay, but still, I mean, if they asked it using tfusin, then they should have asked it. I mean, it could be that it's based on this.
What's Rikikin?
Because it's Rikikin.
Well, also, it's like done so...
It's like yeah, okay. I mean, they speak out the fairies, and it's only tziurim, but not... There was even... It's interesting, of course, in the days when you didn't have a tanur bichlal in your home, but still agave matzah is very, very common. People go to a matzah bakery. So a lot of people would bring their matzahs. And then they could get confused in the oven whose matzahs were which. Everybody wanted their own matzah.
Their dough? Their dough?
Their own dough. They make the dough at home, and then they bring it.
Quick runners,
18 minutes. The Ramban used to make his dough that way. He says towards the end of his life, he changed his mind. He made it in a matzah bakery. But all the time, it was a big thing they would bring against the Rosh, who says that it's immediately mischamis. Ramban used to make his on the other side of town and bring it over to the matzah bakery. How bad could it be? Ramban is probably good enough matzah for me. But anyway, so what they would do is they would have a stamper in which they stamped their initials in the matzah. It was a whole question. Is that okay or not? So that everybody was matzah. Because the derech was not to be marked, but what it looks like at all, this identification marker. They kind of that the rollers are basically the same thing. I mean, everybody knows what that is. It has nothing to do with siurim and so on and so on. But it's interesting that the word sarik comes from masri, you know, to put something through, a comb, to comb the matzah, comb it over. So it says the sarik and the siurim, because generally speaking, that's how you would put in, like, designs. First you would make a background. So it's saruk.
At what stage do they make the holes?
Huh?
At what stage do they make the holes? As it moves into the oven? Or when do they make the
right
holes?
Before putting it in the oven.
So there's a machine that's...
Ha! Machine? What are you referring to? You mean those phony square things? Yeah, there's a machine.
Roller.
Yeah, we call them the holy rollers. Fine. Tana Rabba. Hasuvganim v'hadufshanim v'yiskritim v'chalat ha-masreit v'hamiduma pturin min ha-chala. So if you have now suvganim, that's quite a way to be yotze, you're a fi of matzah, huh? Take some Dunkin' Donuts. So these, of course, are kilishonam, svog. They're like sponges. And they're very, very not bread-like. So those sufkanim, or dufshanim, where you take the dough and you boil it or you fry it in honey, which we were talking about, and these kritin, also like, basically pancake-like things. There's very thin dough that it comes out like a cookie, it's softer. And the chalata masret, which the lashon of masret means a machabat. That's the targum of the word machabat, but we'll see what it is. And meduma are pturim and achalat are for different reasons, as we'll see. So the first ones are pturim and achalat because it talks about in chala bo'och lechem milechem ha'aretz. And these things are not considered to be a shame lechem. The meduma is a completely different issue, which is because the challah is called tarimu truma. So meduma already has truma in it, and therefore you don't need to be tarimu truma. It's only where you have something that is secular. This already contains truma. In any event, what's the lashon? What's this challat hamasreit? Omrim Shuvan Levi, this refers to chalut shel ba'alei batim. If you have something that's chalut, means that it's put into liquid, it's poured into liquid, then, and that's the way a lot of people miss it, would be like bagel kind of things. So those bagels are not considered, and they sell they're what they call the bagels here. You know, those pretzel-like kind of things. That's not kosher for matzah. Omer Reish Lakish, halalu ma'asei hilfis. When he says halalu, he doesn't mean I'm arguing. I'm just saying the reason that these things are potter is because we're talking about over here ma'asei ilfis, and therefore they're not called lechem. Why? Because we'll see later on that we have a diuk in the pasuk in which it says the afu, the eser nashim, it says the afu betanur. Over there it's talking about the klol of afu betanur achab, and meanwhile we see that the meaning of the word lechem is betanur achab. Since these things are be'ilfes, they're not considered to be lechem, because they're not the tanur. So what Reish Lakish is coming along to say is not he's arguing anything we said before. He's saying the problem over here is that these are be'ilfes, not ma'ase tanur. So an ilfes is a pot. These are pot devices, they're not tanuri. Whereas Reb Yochanan says, no. If that's the problem, ma'ase ilfes per se would be chayev. In other words, if you make something that is bread-like consistency and you put it in a pot instead of baking it in an oven and you cook it in a pot, you would be chayev. The things that we're talking about that are potter are sha'asa'an b'chama. It's only where they were baked in the sun. That's not considered to be baking at all. Asks the Gemara, doesn't it say nicely? Asuf ganim v'aduf shanim v'yiskritim. Asa'an be'ilfes chayavim b'chama p'turin. Here it says b'feirish. All of the above mentioned things that were made in a pot are all actually bread, and they're chayav b'chala. If you bake them in the sun, then they're not considered to be lechem haaretz and a pater b'chala. Beferish, not like Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Reb Shimon ben Lakish said that anything that's in a pot is not considered to be bread. Omar Ula, I'll tell you what Reish Lakish would say if he heard this question. Omar Lecha Reish Lakish, where he could reply is simply this. Achlam, I ask Kinan, Shir Tiach Lebesofi Dibik. What we're talking about over here is that you made the pot into a tanur. In other words, you took the way that we have the sear pellet. It used to be that ovens were quite rare in Israel. People would only have a little stove top. So they had something called a sear pellet. I don't know if they still use it. But
a wonder pot.
Yeah. So the sear pellet is basically a pot that contains underneath an area where the air gets very warm from the tanur. And it from the ash, and it becomes equivalent of a tanur inside. So if you heat the pot from the
pressure.
No. There's no water in it. So it uses the heat and makes it, it spreads it out like a tanur. So there in the Chinami says Reish Lakish, that's talking about where you made the pot into a tanur. I'm talking about you take a pot, or we usually take a pot, it's cold. You put the stuff in the pot, now you cook it in the pot. That's bechlal not similar to baking in a tanur. That's something else? Says the Gemara, come on, if that's the case, so then obviously you could have made a nafkamina la halacha between how you use the pot. Would he have to go to this difference between doing it in the sun or doing it in the pot? You tell me a much bigger chiddush. It depends how you use the pot. Asks the Gemara, so then if you're telling me that what? You're claiming that Ochinami Peturian, that if you would use the pot as a pot and not as a quasi-tanur, so then it would be potter. So then why, Adetoni B'Seif, instead of saying at the end of the Braita that the contrast is to Asa'an B'Chama, that if you bake them in the sun, they would be potter. I mean, isn't it much more powerful to tell me a Chiddush that if you didn't heat the pot before that you'd be potter, even though it's in the pot? Liflo village nebedida. What should you have said? You should have said like this. When do we say that you would be chayev in chala dafka kagon shir tiachol besofit bik, where you use the pot like a sir pele, so that it's like a tanur? Avo hit bigol besofit tiach peturin. Why in the world are we talking about baking things in the sun? To which Reish Lakish would respond that chisuri mechasra. We are missing a little piece of the Braita of Akitani. Indeed, the Braita means to say that Bamed, it's just as bad as baking it in the sun. You understand that baking in the sun is not called baking? That's not the Derech of Afiya. So now it's a Kemisha Asan Bechamah Upturim. So as my Shita is, says Reish Lakish, that using a pot is no different than using it, putting it out in the sun. It starts cold and it gradually warms up. Tashma, yotzim b'matza hina u'b'matza ha'asuya b'yofas. So here it says you can use matza hina. What's hina exactly mean? Hina, a little bit. In other words, it's not baked very much. And if you can use matza also that was in an ilfas. How are you going to explain that? Says Reish Lakish. What do you mean? What's hard to explain? Talking about, I already said, shir tiach lebesofit bik. As long as you heat the pot first, it's the same as a tanur. What exactly is this matzah hina? Omer of Yudah, Omer Shmuel, the shiur of baking for a matzah, which is not considered to be literally it's not raw, in which case it's not matzah at all, but in which it's considered to be baked, is kosher por sa ve'en chutim nimshachin himena. If you break it and the parts break cleanly, they don't have little sticky pieces of dough extending from one to the other, at that point already it's considered to be baked.
I've seen it in Peking.
In Peking? You were in Peking for Pesach?
No, I was
By the Jews or by the Arabs?
There was one Jewish family there, and they had a metal thing, very, very hot. They poured the dough on it and became, and that was matzah. Is that called baking? Is that called an oven? Or is that called ilfus? It was a heated.
That's interesting. There are people who do that.
But this sounds like it's not.
No, they do it for matzah mitzvah. There are people who do it. There are many achronim who hold that the thing that you bake in bedavka should be covered. You know, it should have it should be more like a toaster, even if you're eating it like that from underneath. Because otherwise, how do you know the top of the matzah that isn't exposed? You know, that maybe it'll stay cold long enough to. But meikar adin, that should be okay, as long as it's really very, very hot. It's interesting, there's a Chazon Ish who says that it needs to be only Yahtzee lettuce, but...
Wow.
So that's how Reb Meisher Zatzal said that, of course, the Chazon Ish doesn't mean that the thing should only be Yahtzee lettuce, but he means the pot should be Yahtzee lettuce, but, meaning the bread, not the P.O.T.
Uh-huh.
But the bashmaut, the pashtus of the Chazon Ish is that if you're in an inside enclosed area where it's yatzer lettuce bay, then even though it can take an hour to bake a matzah, once it's within an area of yatzer lettuce bay, it's not going to be mischamit. That's the pashtus of what it says. So it has to do with these things. I mean, there's a lot of discussion about this. I know people that used to do this. It's far from them. They used to make the matzah mitzvah in the house. They would take like a blech kind of thing that you put on top of the. They didn't have a timer. Put it on top of the burners. Turn on all the burners. The thing would be extremely hot. It says that you can do this. Brought l'alocha that you have to make sure that a kash that you touch to it will burst into flame. If it's that hot, so then there's no chashash that the matzah will be mischametz, even though it's not exposed on the other side. So make it extremely hot, and then bake the matzah mitzvah right there in the house on top of the regular stove.
There's no frying that's baking.
That's what we're just saying over here, that this is the old fish that you're using to end time. It's unbelievable.
The difference between
the Ashkenazic approach, which everything is this major, major, and it's like, sit there in the house. Put some plastic in it. Paper on top of your. You turn on the fires and cook out your stovetop. Take a brand new blech, heat it up, and then make your matzah on the spot, one by one. Put them on the thing, and there you go. You just saved yourself $3,000. Unbelievable. I'm telling you, I mean. For a boy that grew up in Baltimore, where we'd have to travel 5 or 6 hours in those days to get to New York to find a matzah bakery, because where could you find a matzah bakery in Baltimore? And you would plan this for months and would have to stay over and then sleep there on the floor.
It
was unbelievable. I mean, to see somebody doing this in their house was like, ah! But that's what people would do.
What's the difference between frying and baking? Just the heat factor?
No. The liquid factor, we're going to get to that. The liquid factor makes a tremendous naftalina. Fine, so the Tashma. Let's see if we can find any other rayas to the Machloket, Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan here. Rabbi Yochanan says, all Maase Ilfis is Chayav. Reish Lakish is the one who said it depends. Tashma. So where are we up to? I'm sorry. We're already in the middle of Lachmetate. So Rava comes along and he says, V'chein lach meitodeh, obviously, I understand. Lach meitodeh, it says lechem, and by lechem aretz, it says lechem. And why? What's the nafkamina? Why would I think it's different? Pshita. Ho'cha lechem tiv. No. Ma'o de tema. Ho'il v'chatat, v'ikriv mimenu echad mikol korban. You have to bring, you have your 40 chalot over here, 4 different minim, and you bring one of each min, and so on. And it says echad, meaning shaloyito parus. You can't break off a piece. But over here, I might have thought that matzahina doesn't hold together properly. And memela, because it's not well baked, it's called parus. By definition, it's called parus. Therefore, kamashmalan, that indeed it's considered to be a single piece. By the way, there is also shitas among echronim that say that if a matzah comes out of the tanur and is stiff, in other words, you can hold it and the other end doesn't bend over, then that itself is a raya. You don't even have to check to see if it's nikkur mupanel. Once it'll hold together like that, the held together itself is a siman of afui. So you don't even have, you don't check either nikkur mupanel or chutin nimshachin imena. And so that we have three simanim that would be reliable about problems of chimutz. And say, look, it does sometimes happen. You bring a matzah out of the tanur, and it looks very raw. So did you have to tear it apart to check this on? To rely on this. Of course, the people who get the matzahs on Pesach and they see dough, they don't like it.
Or that they're all broken apart because they checked the...
That's another problem. Well, I mean, what I do in these cases is I put it back in. Mm-hmm. But obviously, you can't do that if it was really any chashash. Why don't they rely on the halacha that nikru paneh, even mitzad efer is varai bake on the other side? It looks like lech, it looks like yisa on the other side. And yes, some people don't like this aesthetic thing. You put it back in and you bake it. They should only know for the prices they're paying for those matzahs or point.
We enjoy every bite for the price we pay.
What price you pay? I still have your check from last year.
Really? Really?
I think I'm still carrying it around in my pocket.
Oh, you're ripping. That's not your check. It's not the first time it's happened.
What I started doing is just adding a little. It's a year later.
Doctor becomes very expensive.
Neisa, ham meisa, yin isa, beit shamay potrin beit hillel bechaydi, hichlita beit shamay bechaydi, ubeit hillel potrin. Okay, so we have what appears to be a fascinating machlokas, because certainly isa or hichlita sound like just about the same thing, and here we have a reversal of shitot. So first, let's get clear what this means before we get to the meisa. Ezel himisa ve'ezel hichlita. Himisa means kemach al gabei muglashim. You have boiling water, and you take the kemach and you pour it out into the boiling water. And what's hichlita? Hichlita is basically the same idea, where you have the kemach on a surface, and you pour the muglashim al gabei kemach. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Mishum Aviv, Ze veze liftor. Rabbi Shmuel quotes Rabbi Yossi as saying, make so naftamina, whether you pour the hot on the kemach or you dip the kemach into the hot, both of them would be considered to be non-bread. It wouldn't be a thief of chala. V'amrila ze veze lefiyur. And others say that actually, either way, you would be chayiv. It makes a difference which one is on top, which one's on the bottom. And the Trachomim say that echad zeh ve'echad zeh, both of them is dependent on how this took place. Also on be'ilfas patur, that if you went ahead now and you made this in an ilfas, it's not quite clear that we're talking about you made it afterwards in the ilfas, at the time in an ilfas, you would be potter. And if you did it in a tanner, you would be chayev. Now we're going to start explaining this. Now, the Tanakama, who has a reversal between the isa and chalita, can you explain to me what is the difference between it? Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, V'chein Omer Rabbi Yehuda, or some say it was Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Actually, k'machloket b'zu, kach machloket b'zu. This whole braita is very messed up. When we have the beginning that says that it depends, If it's imisa, then Beit Shammai's is potter, Beit Hillel's is chayav. If it's iflita, then Beit Shammai's is chayav, and Beit Hillel's is potter. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. These were two different tanoim, and somebody put them together and made it as if there's an afkamina between the two. There's no such thing. It's basically one way or the other. Mishu shanazu, lo shanazu. If you hold the halachas by imisa, that Beit Shammai owes its potter, then that would show by Yechulisa. And if not, then the other way around. But you can't have a way to split this thing into two different directions. Now the Maisa Tosis points out, there ought to be a very easy way to split this into two separate directions. Because we have a general machlokas about whether Tato Gavar, or whether Ilah Gavar it's called. Because when you have, let's say, a cold milkic thing and a hot fleshic thing. So one falls on the other. So machlokas, which one defines the nature of the tarokas? The one that's on the bottom or the one that's on top? So, I mean, lechora, there should be an afkamina between imisar yichlita based on the tatar gavar or not. So, I mean, it's really very strange that the Gemara shouldn't even consider, but it would be impossible. It's crazy. I mean, how would there be a difference? How would there be a difference? Also, gizin chasa, there would be a difference. So the Re learns that since the mashma'ut here is that it makes no nafkamina how much of this bread is here. In other words, even if you would have a shiur mitzumtzam, it's mashma. You have exactly enough to be mechayev yuchala. Then we would still have this machlok. Tainas the Re, even whatever you hold, whether you hold tatogavar, whether you hold ilogavar, there's definitely going to be the area of contact, which is the same. There will certainly be some element that's going to be boiled. Even though afterwards you're telling me I bake it in the ilfis or I bake it in the tanur, if you hold that area is considered to be boiled and not cut, then you're less than a shear. So how could you tell me this halacha? You'd have to say, assuming that you have more, you have a shear plus mashu, then the mashu would be nafkamina for tator gavar ilor gavar. But you can't tell me in any case that you should look at this throughout. Either it is pot or it isn't pot, and it makes nafkamina which direction? Doesn't make any sense. Therefore, can't be that's the question. In which case, we have to say, Tavra, Mishu Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. In other words, either the Machlokas was in direction A, or was in the Machlokas B, direction B, but certainly not in different substances. It can't be enough Gemina. One of them heard him, his son assumed that Yichlita would be the opposite put together. One Yichlita had assumed Imisa would be the opposite and thought that it made sense to put it together. But Lamaisa, it was two Tanoim. Each one was taking an example which the other one would have been true, and they can't be put together because one holds Beit Shammai was a Kula, and one holds Beit Shammai was a Kula. But there's a question whether this was one of the cases of Kula Beit Shammai or not. That was basically what they were arguing in. Anyway, so getting back now to our sugya, of course, this is not what's important. What's important is Katani Mihat. Look, bottom line for us. Says over here the Chachamim, Amen. Echad zeh v'echad zeh shasan v'ilfes potter v'tanur chayev. Mamish like Rish Lakish. Says over here, if you made this in an ilfes, then it's potter. So apparently, Ma'asa ilfes are not considered to be lechem. And they're not chayev in chalam. Do you have to Rabbi Yochanan? Amalacha, Rabbi Yochanan, I admit that there is a Tana who holds that. Tanoi, the Tanya. You might think that in a boiled dough like this, where you poured water over it or vice versa, you might think that that's called lechem to be chayim and chala. Talmud loma lechem. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ein lechem ela afui betanur. And Rabbi Yehuda, now it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda wants to argue. And Rabbi Yehuda says, nope. It's not lechem. That's what the Tanakh said, it's not lechem. What do you think? Rabbi Yehuda said it's not lechem because it's not baked in the tanur. Isn't that the same as Tanakhama? Rabbi Yehuda, I know Tanakhama. So clearly they're arguing in something, in some unstated interim stage. What is that middle thing that they're arguing about? Elalab, Maase Ofis, Ikebenayim. What they're arguing about is good for Maase Ofis. In other words, between the extremes of boiling a dough to baking a dough in an oven is the question of putting a dough in a pot without water and baking it to heat. That's what they're arguing, and I agree that there is a machlokas, that indeed Rabbi Yehuda says, Maaseh Ilfes Pturi. So even though the Chachom and Tanakam is over Maaseh Ilfes Chayobin, which is of course the way I'm paskening, there's a Shita, which is Rabbi Yehuda, Das Yochid, which I didn't pasken like. Oh, now you're Rish Lakish, yeah, of course, Rish Lakish, you know. But I mean, the Halacha, they like the Tanakama. So Rabbi Yehuda and Didi Sova, then Maaseh Ilfes Pturi, that's how I understand it. Says the Gemara, no, you can't. Could be not like that. Could be the Kuliyama Maaseh Ilfes Pturi. Everybody would hold that straight out Maaseh Ilfes would be Potter, the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakam, something else. This is the big bagel issue today. Because the bagels, we call bagels. Americans call
them. New York is a bagel.
Yeah, so those
are real bagels.
The bagels that are boiled and only boiled, not put in the tanur, so that which is not left. But if you take something that's bagel-y, you know, you put them in a tanur and
that's bagel.
And then you wrap them in and so on and so on as bagels. Those aren't really bagels. Those are baked bagels. So now, that's the question. The Tanakama, we're talking about over here that you took them and put them back into, don't let people in here. They're going for a mitzvah next door. So Tanakama, Sarvakiva, Shechazar, Vafa, Obetanur, Lechem, Karinan, Bek. The Tanakama holds. What's the problem? They were baked afterwards. So that's Mavatel, the bagel-y part, and turns them into bread. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it has to be that they started off being baked, not that they were boiled and then you baked them. What's his raya? We'll see from the pasuk. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein lechem elo for tanur b'ikara. Tima de b'ikara lav b'tanur afya. You didn't bake them in the beginning. Lav lechemu. Oh my Rabbi, my time in the Rabbi Yehuda, where do you come up with that svara? He says that's the meaning of the pasuk. V'chtiv v'afu eser nashim lachmechem b'tanur echad. What's pshat b'tanur echad? One baking process, not two baking processes, one of which could have been like a tanur, but it's in water, in other words. Lechem afu b'tanur echad, kori lechem. Not lechem that was baked or boiled and then put in the tanur. V'she'en afu b'tanur echad, in kori lechem. So it was his medayek. Obviously, outside of the context, the whole point of the pasuk is that you'll be so poor that a single tanur will hold enough for 10 women. No, but nonetheless, meanwhile, there's a remez in the pasuk that a tanur is not the end of the process. The tanur is it. So if you didn't put in the tanur in the beginning, it's not considered to be lacking. But it may well be that there's no machlokas about the ilfis betlal. And because of that, there are those, including the Sheoltais, the Paskin, like Rish Lakish, because of the steel of the Rabbi Yochanan over here. Well, normally we wouldn't Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. And that indeed, the Maisa Ilfis would be Potter.
The New York bagels are only boiled?
The New York bagels. You know if they're only... Nowadays, they're only... Or steamed, but aren't they subsequently...
Yes, yes, yes.
They're baked nowadays. Absolutely. You can't even get real bagels, water bagels. I mean, maybe you can, I'm saying, but not...
The ones commercially here baked?
Yeah, the ones here, but they're not bagels. They're made to look like bagels.
They bake them and they spray water on them.
Yeah.
But that's bread.
What a
fake.
Oh, yeah.
Bonkers.
Shy, you gotta be bonkers.
What about
the real bagel? You know when a real chewy ones you eat, that's
because
chewy because they were boiled.
I think they're also, they're baked. They boil them first and then bake them, but we end up posking them with the Ashkenazim anyway, posking that it's that's pure left. If they're baked in the end. No, even if they're baked only in the end. Okay, so but almost all of the Rishonim Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, despite their sins, because we have an answer. You just can't prove his answer.
So the bagel today has to make a witchy.
Yeah, not the bagels you buy here on the corner. Those could be real bagels. I mean, those
the air bagels.
Yeah, the twisty things, the pretzel bagels. I don't know how they're made. They may be real bagels.
I doubt it. Yeah.
No, they sell. They have people selling on the thing, but they don't, haven't seen them for a while. They used to have stick on
pretzels.
They shine.
Yeah,
like
those might be more
shiny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so those are, they may be like deep fried, mm-hmm. which is the same idea.
So those are
I'm not sure. No, I don't think they are, but I'm not sure how they're made. Yosef Rabba, Rav Yosef, Achrei Rav Zera. Rabba and Rav Yosef were sitting behind Rav Zera, so they were like in the back rows of the class, you know. Rav Zera, he was hot stuff. He was in the front row, and he was sitting in front of Ula. And Rabba couldn't raise his hand to ask a question from the back of the room. I mean, doesn't have a right to ask a question. So he whispers to Rav Zera, "Psst, do me a favor, ask Ula what the din would be if he dik me bifnim v'rtiach mi bachutz." Mal. So suppose you put on, like you would a regular pita, you stick the pita on the edge of the pot, and then you heat the pot from the outside. What would be the din? So Rav Zera said to him, "Are you crazy? I'm going to make a fool of myself to ask him your fool question? You know, my aim, what should I tell him? If I would tell him something like that, I'll tell you exactly what he'll tell me. Amali, I knew myself as, what are you crazy? That's what we've been talking about. That is the Yofis that we're saying over here. Is or isn't the Machlokas Tanaim? Is it saying clearly what he held? Amali Rav Yosef or Rav Zera?" So Rav Yosef, he asked Rav Zera, "Ask Ula, will you? What about if it be bifnim v'avuka kenegdo, mahu? How about if you put it inside the pot and you didn't heat the pot from the outside, you put fire in the pot on the inside? So then it would be like you treated the pot as if it were a tanur. Would it still be an ilfus?" Or am I like, "What are you crazy? I'm going to ask him your fool questions. My aim in life, what should I ask him? If I tell him that, he'll tell me." That's the way most aniyim will use an ilfus to make it. The reason they're using the ilfus is because they can't afford to lose any energy. So they put whatever energy, the source they're using, they put it in the pot itself. But Tosis doesn't like this whole approach of Rashi. And he learns, so it would mean, because it means that basically according to this approach, Rabba is saying the Machlokas and Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish is talking about even if you put it on the inside and you were martiach it inside. When it was mamash atamu. So the relearns that the cases over here were not referring to the ilfits. Anarab, referring to a tanur. And they were asking, what if you would use a tanur like an ilfis? That was the question. Does a tanur mean the following? That the fire is inside Badaska, and that the oven has been heated, rather than you have a cold oven and a source of heat inside the oven, with the bread exposed to that source of heat. That's the question. What would be if you use an oven in an unusual fashion? You don't have the fire inside the oven. You have the fire outside of the oven. Is that an oven, or does it now basically become an ilfus? Who cares what it looks like? We're talking about the theory of it. And how about even if the fire was inside of the oven, but you're heating it to the fire. You're not heating it from the heat of the oven. The oven isn't hot. That's the question. This actually happened to me. I have one of those supposedly modern ovens where they have these electric igniters. You know, the igniter is supposed to reach a certain temperature, and then it opens up the gas. Right? But if the valve gets stuck, this is what happened to me. Apparently, the valve got stuck, so the igniter just kept heating. So the oven never got hot, but the things were being baked by the heat of the igniter, as if it was in like some
kind of lettuce.
Yeah, it was as if it was in one of these toaster ovens, which is just the element that's heated, not the oven that's heated. The original, now they enclose them, you know, the whole thing gets out. It's interesting. Okay, so those were the shaylim. And according to that, so you're saying, no, Gufa, that's the way a tanur is used. People who can't afford to use a tanur use it that way.
All tanur you have is fire from the outside. Each tanur has a fire inside. elements are...
Where are you from?
Well, I was always used to be cold. We had coal.
There you go. Now we're talking.
Black coal.
Before the crank.
Yeah, but in South Africa, black coal takes on a whole new meaning.
It's a major operation.
I used to have to...
Okay, let's do our fifth of the way down. Om Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba Shigilis is Rabbi Biyichud Umanu Rav. Ikri Amri is Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba Amar Rav Shigilis is Rabbi Biyichud Umanu Rabbeinu HaKadosh. My Pat Ava, nothing to do with the dough. Pat Merubah. But I correlate Pat Ava. Mishum de Nefisha Belisha, or maybe because Ba'atri de Aitana, the Pat Merubah, Pat Ava correlate. It was an idiom. My time, oh? Imishum de Katarach Tirchon Lot, sorry, my Aripesa. Nothing about Pesach. Even though you're not supposed to make it, okay, but professionals, so what are the people going to say? Call us Srikin Asurin, only Srikin Baitis or Mutarim. Lo shel kol adam amru, elo shel nachtamim amru, or other say the opposite. Ikid amri of kamalei. Lo shel nachtamim amru, elo shel kol adam. Amri of Yossi. O sin srikin kamin rikiki, vein o sin srikin kamin glus ka'od. Tana rabbana nasuf kanim, vaduf shanim, vayispritin, vachalat amasirat, vahamadu ba'apaturim min achala. My chalat amasirat, amri of Yerushalayim ben Levi, zeh chalut shel ba'alei batim. Amresh Lakish, Halolu, all of these cases are Maaseyufis. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Maaseyufis are Chayovim. Halolu Shasan Bechama. Neish Vyazuv Ganim Adub Shanim Iskritim. Asan Beyufis Chayovim. Bechama Peturim. Tiyuf to the Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. Amru Lamar Lachar Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. Hach, my eskin is your tiyak lebe sofi bi. So what are you saying? That he be ko sofi tiyak mai. Hach, inami ne Peturim. Adatani seif asan Bechama Peturim. Lifak vilitin bedida. Bamed dvarim amurim kagon shetiach lebesavid bik aval idbik lebesavid tiach peturim fesurim echas all the time. Bamed dvarim amurim shetiach lebesavid bik aval idbik lebesavid tiach naase kemisha sem bechama upturim. Toshma yotim matzahina b'matzasi beyofas. Achinami shetiach lebesavid bik. My matzahina om Rav Yonah Meshmon kol sheporsa vein chutin nimshachin imena. Om Rava, the same thing would be true of alak meitor of shita. And we learn from there, it has to be echad shelo yitol parus. V'ha'cha, since it's so poorly baked, it should be called prisadamya. Kamash malan, that it's still called a single lechem. Medve. Himisa beit shamay potrin beit elam bechaybim. Hichlita beit shamay mechavim beit elam potrin. Ezu himisa ezo hichlita. Himisa ez kemach shagabe muglashim. And if it does, Mugoshin, I'll go back to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, I'm Rabbi Shumaviv, Zev is a liftor. By the way, that's what we call Glisha today. Glisha, Muglashin. This is the makor for the modern use of the word Golshin, because it bubbles and holds things up above. So the Glisha is it to slip, or to surf. Shout. But here it means boiling, and that's why it's not. So, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shmuel, Aviv, Zev, Zev, Lutor, Varman, Zev, 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 Chiyuv, Vachom, Yom, Echad, Zev, Echad, Zev, it depends. If all some bill for sport, but I'm not high. So I don't get it. I'm a kama, my shlein, Nisa, my shlein, Echlita, Om, Rabbi Yom, Shmuel, Vachin, Om, Rabbi Yom, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Levi, there's no such thing as this bright. Like, Machlok, Bezu, Kach, Machlok, Bezu, somebody stuck it together, Tavra, you got to break it into two parts over here. Mishi shanazo, lo shanazo. Anyway, but for our purposes, katani miyav kachomim lemrim yachadze v'yachadze, shasom be'ofis potur. But Tanur Chayev to Yuv to Rabbi Yochanan, Amal Rabbi Yochanan, it's a Tanoid, it's Anya. Yuv, Yemi, Sevakaluta Chayavim, Bechalat Amadom and Lechem. Rabbi Yochanan, no, it can't be Lechem, it has to be offered by Tanur. That's exactly what the Tanakama said. El Allah, the difference is Maasei Ophis Yikabinayu. Tanakama Sover Maasei Ophis Chayavim, Rabbi Yochanan Sover Maasei Ophis Peturim. No. Yati Rabba Rabbi Yosef Achoyda Rabbi Zer Yati Rabbi Zer Commander Ula Omar Le Rabba Rabbi Zer Bomei Mula Hidik Be Befim Virtiach Me Bechutz Mal Omar Le, what's the point of my asking that question for? Yamina Le Omar Le, he'll tell me that's called the middle fist. Omar Le Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Zer Bomei Mnei Mula Hidik Befim Yavuka Kenegdo Mal Omar Le, why should I ask him? Yamina Le Omar Le Rova Nihim Osim King Standard usage. Again, very different meanings of the Rashi Tosafot.